City of Destruction, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com, episode 27.
Tomorrow we're going to go over the history of the Reformation. Be sure to pay attention when we sing A Mighty Fortress tonight in chapel. Listen to the words. We'll talk about them tomorrow. Okay, that's it for today. Class dismissed.
Teaching them the Reformation, huh, Andrea?
Hi, Mark. Yes, it's important that they know the difference between false salvation through works and true salvation through grace. I figured the Reformation would illustrate the difference. Plus, it's a good history lesson.
Maybe I'll have to stay awake long enough to sit in on your class tomorrow.
You're welcome to sit in, but you have to be quiet so that you won't disturb the other children.
I will, Miss Lawrence. Wow, Andrea. I wish you could see the smile on your face right now. You're as happy as I've ever seen you.
I'm finally doing what I've always dreamed of. And, as principal of the school, and the only teacher, I'm pretty sure I won't get fired or be forced to quit.
Is this the way you pictured your classroom?
No, not at all. But I did picture the smiles on those kids' faces as I told them about Jesus. They're so happy, Mark. They're so interested. I don't know, maybe they see how much it costs to be a Christian, and it makes them appreciate just how valuable Jesus is.
Yeah. My dad, Ken, and I were talking about that a couple weeks ago. Who would have thought that we would have been in a place like this, and that all this stuff would have happened to us? But it's perfect. We're getting to serve God and tell people about Him. I finally feel like I'm not wasting my time.
It's amazing how many people there are to witness to. It seems like new people come to the wilderness all the time. It's like God is drawing them to where the Christians are. They probably don't even see it, but God's bringing them to exactly the place they need to be to hear the truth about Jesus.
Yeah, the same way He brought us here to do this work for Him. I mean, in the other parts of the city, God's word is being suppressed, but out here, we're free to talk about Jesus all we want, and nobody cares what goes on here.
It's incredible the lengths God will go to give people chances.
Yeah, I've been talking to Trixie. God's certainly giving her chances. I hope she takes advantage of them. It would be nice if He saved her.
I've had a chance to talk to some kids a few buildings down. Their parents sell drugs, but they don't seem to mind me talking to their kids. Maybe they're saying that God's giving their kids chances.
Yeah, but you should still be careful, Andrea.
I know, but God's looking out for me. I'm immortal until my work here is done.
Supplies. We need some help over here. All hands on deck.
Sounds like Ken's bringing another delivery. Let's go.
Okay, I think that's all of it. Wow, this should last us a week.
Where's all these extra supplies been coming from, Ken?
Well, Bill, God's really blessed us lately. One of our longtime benefactors has just doubled the supplies for us. We've even got some fresh vegetables this time, and oh, we got some first aid materials.
Praise God for those. We've been running low.
Yep, and we've got some new wool blankets and some vitamin C.
That's good. Some of the kids have been getting sick. The cold weather's been tough on them.
Speaking of which, how's Susan doing? I see Carol and Madeline are over there taking care of her.
Yeah, the cold weather has been tough on her, too. She keeps losing weight. But she's strong. She's so happy to be here with all these other Christians.
Well, it's a joy to have her here. Whenever things get a little tough and I'm feeling down, I just go over and ask Susan how she's doing and, you know, she picks me right up.
Yeah, she's really something. I'm glad God let me borrow one of His angels for a while. I don't know how I could have gotten through all this without her.
Well, Bill, all the supplies are in. You should go over and check on your angel.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. How you doing, Susan?
It looks like God blessed us with lots of supplies today.
He sure did. We got some new wool blankets. I'm going to get one for you. You look cold.
I'll go get it, Bill.
Thanks, Madeline.
We didn't get any vegetables this time, did we, Bill?
Yeah, Carol, we did.
Oh, good. Susan needs to get some vitamins. I'm worried about how this cold weather is affecting her.
Ken said we got some vitamin C. We should probably get some of that for her as well. You need to build up your immune system, Susan.
Oh, I'm fine, Bill. The extra blanket will be nice, though.
Bill, can I talk to you about something?
Sure.
Bill, I'm really worried about Susan. She's lost so much weight and she's shivering all the time now.
Hopefully the extra blanket will help.
I hope so too, but she seems really weak, Bill.
Yeah, I know. She's so strong, but I think the fight's going out of her.
She's done so much for the people around here, Bill. Every day she's encouraging us and reminding everyone of what God has in store for us.
She's a very special woman. I love her so much, Carol.
She's a blessing to us all, Bill.
Are you warm enough, Susan? Is the extra blanket helping?
A little. It would help more if you laid down next to me and put your arm around me. What's the matter, Bill? Still not used to the cardboard mattress?
I love the cardboard mattress, dear. It's just my old knees that are the problem. Are you okay, Susan?
I'm fine.
I'm worried about you, Susan. You've gotten so thin.
Best diet I've ever been on.
So, is this how you pictured us winding up when you married me?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, Susan, what would I do without you?
Rely on God even more.
Yeah, well, I hope he lets me hold on to you for a little while longer.
Yeah. This is nice. I love it here, Bill. All these people talking about God all day. I love seeing what God's doing with Mark. Look how he's strengthening him.
It's a wonderful thing to see.
And Andrea, she's finally got the teaching job she's always dreamed of. Have you ever seen her so happy?
God's blessed us all in so many ways, Susan. It's nice that we're all here together like this, serving him like this.
I've never been so happy to be part of God's family. And our little corner of it too, Bill. I love you so much, Bill. I thank God every night for the godly man he's given me. Thank you for being my partner through all this. Thank you for the beautiful life we've had together.
I love you, Susan. What time is it? Oh, almost time for breakfast. Susan, it's time to get up. We've got to get to breakfast. Susan, time to wake up. Looks like a beautiful day. The sun finally came out. Susan? Susan. Oh, Susan. I'm glad you made it home okay, sweetheart. I'm so happy for you. You're finally home with our blessed Savior. I love you, Susan. be there in just a little while, sweetheart. Thank you, Father. Thank you for such a wonderful woman. Thank you for all the years she gave us together. Thank you for sparing her any more pain. Please give me the strength I need now that she's gone. I need your help, Father. Please help our family. In Jesus' name, amen. Please, Father, please give me the strength.
Hey, Dad. I've got another bag of groceries. Gus got us some brownies this time. Mom will love these.
Mark.
What's wrong, Dad?
I love you, son.
What's wrong, Dad?
It's your mother.
What's wrong, Dad?
She's going home, son.
What? No, Mom.
She's with Jesus now, son. She's right where she wants to be.
Mom.
When one of our brothers or sisters leaves us and goes home to their reward, it's time for a joyous celebration. A time to remember the grace of God and the gift of Jesus that gives us the assurance that we'll all be together with one another again in heaven, and we'll be together with Him forever. It's a time of gladness that the tears of life for our departed sister Susan have all been wiped away. But Father, for us, we need your help and strength with the tears of longing we still shed. We're happy that Susan is with you in glory, but we'll miss her dearly. Thank you that you bless us with one another. And Susan was sure a blessing. She encouraged us all. She inspired us with her incredible faith that you gave her. Thank you for the time that we got to spend with her. Thank you for the time that Bill and Mark had with her. Thank you for the strength that you gave their family. We'd ask that you'd please strengthen them now as their hearts ache from the loss, but are filled with the joy of knowing that their beloved wife and mother is safe in your arms forever and waiting for them to join her someday. We commit her remains to the earth. We are all just dust. Thank you for the life that you give us and the eternal life that you've bought for us. In the name of your precious Son, amen.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks for the encouraging words.
You're welcome, Bill. It isn't hard to be encouraging when you've been around someone like Susan.
Thanks, Ken. I really appreciate everything you said. It helped.
Praise God, Mark. I appreciate the two of you letting me say a few words. Are you two going to be okay?
Yeah, we'll be good. We just need a little time alone. God's given us a lot of great memories of Susan. I thought it would be nice to just sit around and talk about them for a little while.
That sounds like a great idea. I'm sure there are plenty of wonderful things to remember.
The best memories I have of her are when she was talking to me about Jesus. You should have seen her, Ken. Her eyes would just light up. She'd cry every time she read the Easter story to me. She was so happy she'd almost jump out of her chair. I love her so much, Ken. What a blessing it is to have a godly mother.
And a godly wife.
I'm thrilled for the two of you. God put such a wonderful woman in your lives, and He gave you all those memories of her. No matter what happens, you'll always have those memories. For one day, you'll be together again forever.
Thanks, Ken. I think we're going to go for a little walk.
How much for these two?
I can give you both for 35.
35? Where am I going to get that? How about 20?
20? You're crazy,
Jared,
kid.
What are you doing? I told you to stay away from him.
Hey, lady, your kid's got to grow up sometime. Let him make his own decisions.
He's not going to grow up to be a drug addict. Not if I have anything to do with it. Jared, go back with the others, and if I catch you talking to this guy again, I'm going to bend you over my knee and spank the living daylights out of you.
Oh, you're in trouble now, kid.
Oh, when are you going to leave me alone? I hate it here. You've ruined my life. And you! How many times have I told you to stay away from my son?
Hey, lady, it's a free city. People can do what they want.
Yes, that's exactly the problem. Everyone just wants to do whatever they want, and nobody thinks about the consequences. Ugh! Donnie, is it?
Yeah.
Donnie, don't you worry about what you're doing? Don't you worry about what's going to happen to you when you die? We just buried our friend the other day. Did you see us over there?
Yeah, I saw you.
Did it make you stop and think at all? Do you not realize there's a price to pay for sinning against God?
Man, my grandma used to tell me all that stuff. Never did her any good. She lived in a broken-down house not far from here. She never had anything. She died without a penny to her name. Well, that's not happening to me.
Donnie, you're measuring things with the wrong yardstick. It isn't about the things you have in this life. It's about what happens to you when this life is over.
Hey, you ask people. I'm probably the most honest guy out there. Some of these other dealers, you know what they do. I've never shot anybody. I don't cheat anyone. There are a lot of guys out there that are in a lot more trouble than I am.
Have you ever lied to anyone, Donnie? Have you ever stolen anything?
Who hasn't?
I've heard you blaspheme God, and I've seen the, ladies you visit at night. They don't have any visitors that don't pay them.
Hey, man, I'm no worse than anyone else.
That's right, Donnie, you're not. You deserve to go to hell just like the rest of us.
What do you mean, going to hell?
That's what happens if we die in our sins, Donnie. God is a God of justice. It's because he's good that he's going to punish sin. And that punishment lasts forever. Have you ever been in prison, Donnie?
Yeah, 3 years.
And how did you like prison?
I didn't.
Well, hell is God's prison, Donnie. And there's no parole. There's no escape. And you're never done serving your sentence. You've sinned against an infinite, holy God. That means your punishment is infinite, too. Don't you understand how much trouble you're in?
And suppose Jesus fixed all of this, huh?
Yes, Donnie. Jesus already served that sentence. He did what you and I couldn't. He lived the perfect life that we couldn't. He's God in the flesh. He's the only one who could provide the perfect payment to satisfy the perfect justice of God.
You sound like my grandma.
Well, you should listen to what your grandma told you. What would she say if she could see what you're doing?
She died before I got into all of this.
It isn't just this stuff, Donnie. It's all the stuff you've done your whole life. I'll bet she prayed for you every day.
Yeah, she probably did.
Can you imagine how it would have broken her heart if she thought you'd never get saved? Can you imagine how sad she'd be to see you now?
I wouldn't want her to see me now.
But Donnie, Jesus sees you now. He sacrificed his life for you so you wouldn't go to hell. And now he's watching you do all these things that are going to take you there anyway. God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He wants us to turn from our evil ways and live. He can help you, Donnie, the way he helped me. But he only gives you so many chances. Everyone dies, Donnie. You saw us bury our friend. Maybe God's reminding you that you only have so much time. Don't waste it, Donnie, please.
It was a nice speech, but I gotta go.
Oh, Donnie.
But I'll tell you what. I'll stay away from Jared. I'll make sure the other guys do, too.
I appreciate that, Donnie.
Okay, then. I'll see you later.
Don't forget, Donnie. He's watching. But he's also waiting. He's waiting for you to stop fighting him, Donnie. You just need to stop fighting. Come to me, all you who live.